I'll put the mouse on board if you want to use your thingy.
So welcome everybody. There's still going to be people probably trying to get in. I can't see Wayne unless you can give us a holla, Wayne. Are you there or are you not there? If not, we can just crack on with Rachel and get on the title splitting. So has anybody heard about title splitting before? Give us a little wave. Let's say hello. Give us a little, yeah. So title splitting can add loads of value, and I just can't wait to hear Rachel do her magic and share with us some golden nuggets. And yeah, it's going to be amazing. Sorry, I'm a little bit thingy because the tech wasn't working very well, but you've all seem to be getting in now, so that's brilliant. So we've got Lee Gilder here, our local solicitor. He does everything to do with property. Do you want to say a quick hello, Lee?
Yes, hello everyone. So, as Debbie said, my name's Lee. I'm a property specialist and own a firm called Cook Law Solicitors over in Sunderland. And I'm here to add value where I can. So, watch out for me in the chat. And obviously, I'm looking forward to hearing Rachel as well.
Yeah. And
Hello,
Wayne
Lee. Hello.
and Wayne's just come in as well. So we could let Wayne do the quick property update and finance update and then Rachel will get you on. Is that all
Yeah,
right?
that's fine.
Fantastic. So we've got a power team here. Any property challenges that you're coming across, anything at all, you can either private message me, private message Lee or Wayne, or just get it on the chat so we can all benefit from the answers, if that makes sense. Okay, my lovely. So any challenges you've got, stick them in the chat and let's crack on. Wayne, are you there, honey?
I'm here. Can you hear me, Debs?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Perfect. Fabulous. I'm just getting up the presentation. Apologies, guys. I'm at an event, so you can't hear any background music.
You're a little bit underwater, Wayne. I've got to admit there.
Am
So,
I? Okay.
oh,
Is that any
that's
better?
fine. That's better, yes.
There we
So
go. Perfect.
yeah. So Wayne will give us a
Fabulous.
quick property update. Take it away, Wayne.
Can I share my screen, Debs?
You can share your screen.
Perfect. Guys, good to see everyone. Those of you that don't know me, my name is Wayne. I'm the Managing Director of DMI Finance. DMI, we're a mortgage broker focusing on
Hello.
investors. And we've been trading for 22 years.
Okay.
As I say, focusing on investors, whatever you're doing, whether it be buy-to-lets, HMOs,
Yep.
FFBs,
See ya.
commercial conversions, we can assist you. Guys, bit of a market update then. So what have we got? I guess hot off the press, since we last met, we've had Landbay. Many of you will know Landbay, very well-known challenger bank, buy-to-let lender. They have released an automated valuation model product, AVM. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. An AVM, effectively, it's an index-linked valuation. So it's a non-physical valuation that they're willing to do now on standard buy-to-let properties. So on both purchase and remortgage, guys, they will not need to carry out a physical valuation. Now, there are some parameters there. It's not a catch-all product. It's perhaps not that useful if you want high loan-to-values, or not that useful if you have done significant work to the property in recent months, because it's not going to pick those up. It's an index-linked valuation. But if you've got a property you're buying at auction that you think, well, I don't know whether I'm going to be able to get the keys to get access, or you've got a difficult tenant who just might not give you access on one of your remortgages, it's a really good product. As I say, guys, only 70% loan to value. It's not for HMOs and multi-unit freehold blocks, which stands to reason, but it's a really good product. And marginally priced above their normal rates. And as many of you will know, Landbay are not a well, they are a very keenly priced lender. They're not an unattractive lender. Guys, Paragon Bank have introduced some products. One thing I didn't say on Landbay, they've introduced some products with nil arrangement fee, guys, which I think is has been lacking in the market of late. Deb, can you hear me okay?
It's a little bit muffled. Can
Is
everybody
it?
here put your hand up if you can, and or if
Or
you can't, we'll have to
what I'll do, let me just take my headphones off and I'll just do it on here. And
That's better.
There we go, guys. Can you hear me now, Deb?
You're still quiet, but we can. I think we can hear you a bit better. Yeah. We can't hear
Dad,
you now.
Can you hear me?
Yes, perfect, perfect.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, we can.
Yeah, can you hear me now? Is that better?
Yeah.
Perfect. Apologies about that, guys. Nice and quick though. So Paragon have introduced some limited edition products. Again, following the trend with Landbay, they've got some new limited edition products with no arrangement fee, guys. So that's, you know, I think a position that a lot of lenders are trying to see now. They can see that, you know, these 5% fees haven't necessarily gone down that well. What I will say, guys, is there's no such thing as a free lunch. You know, if they're not charging you on an arrangement fee, they're charging you somewhere else. So, you know, as a good broker, we're obviously going to be looking at all of the component parts of a product and really seeing the true cost of it. But there are, it is pleasing to see some more lenders coming into that lower arrangement fee and no valuation fee space. In terms of rates, guys, as you'll see on the next page, unfortunately, they have increased since we met last month. By and large, you know, possibly across the board, we've probably seen 0.2% increases in rates. Some of the headline rates haven't gone up that much, but on average, possibly 0.2% since we met last month. Guys, it's the reality is swaps have increased because inflation has been a little bit stubborn. You can see here next ONS release is the 20th of March. So we shall see what happens on the 20th of March. If that comes down, then ultimately, I think swaps will stabilize a little bit more, or drop back a little bit, and we'll start to see some more preferential rates come to market. But as things stand, I think we are where we are for the time being. I certainly wouldn't be encouraging anyone to hold off submitting an application pending rates coming down in the, you know, near future. Guys, in terms of commercial lenders, we've seen Hampshire Trust Bank have reduced their semi-commercial product range only today. Very keenly priced rates now. So their rates are now starting at 6.19% for a two-year semi-commercial product. And I think it's 6.54% for a five-year semi-commercial product, guys. You know, they, I will say, are, you know, it stands to reason that with commercial lenders, their most keenly priced products are really for higher loan sizes. So I think that 6.19, the loan has to be above £1 million to get. Probably not one that's going to be taken that much. Certainly not that I've got deep enough pockets to go in for. But if you are looking for loans of 150K or 100K or north of, then I think it's 6.54 for the 2 year and something like 6.94 for the 5 year. So, you know, this is not buy to let rates, guys. This is semi-commercial rates for, you know, shops and uppers or shops and tops. Pretty good. You know, it, some of those rates have had a 0.5% drop with Hampshire Trust today. Interbay, challenger lender, just like Hampshire Trust, probably their nearest competitor. What have they gone and done? Well, yesterday they changed their rates too. So Interbay have brought out new rates as well. The difference between them and Interbay is that Interbay, you know, will offer closer to that 6.19. I think their two-year product is 6.44, but that only requires a loan to be £150,000 or above. Much more palatable, guys, to, you know, most of us. Certainly to it is to me in any case. And I think their five-year product is at 6.59, I think. Guys, in terms of any lenders coming to market or any real criteria changes, one that is quite interesting, it looks to be that there's a new kid on the block in terms of bridging. So Quantum Mortgages, Quantum, I don't know if any of you have used them. They are known as a catch-all lender when it comes to buy-to-lets. They'll lend to foreign nationals, they'll lend to expats, they will lend with potentially angel deposits, they'll lend at open market value immediately without you needing to do any works. They're a really strong lender in the buy-to-let space. They'll lend on non-standard construction properties that they wouldn't lend on. The big difference here is that they're coming into the bridging space. Now, exactly, it's kind of watch this space. Let's see what they do. I think they may sit, you know, probably in that together space because that's really where they are for their buy-to-let side. But we shall soon see. And as soon as I know exactly what they are going to release, is likely to be early spring. So what's that? You know, within a month or so, month and a half, we'll see exactly what they're going to come out and offer. In terms of key dates for your diary then, guys, the Office of National Statistics, as I say, the inflation data is going to come out on the 20th of March. That's Wednesday, the 20th. And I suspect, you know, the two here will be very interlinked. That will no doubt heavily influence the Bank of England MPC, the Monetary Policy Committee, when they meet on Thursday, the 21st of March, to discuss base. I think many are suggesting that base isn't going to go down in March, you know, perhaps April, perhaps May, it may go down. But I think, we would generally be expecting a hold of the base rate for what a fourth consecutive time when it comes to March. Guys, in terms of headline rates, let me just scroll here. In terms of headline rates then for today, the same sophisticated color coding that I always use, guys. Black means it stayed the same, blue means it's gone down, and red means it's gone up. As you can see, there's it's a little bit unattractive in the fact that there is a little bit of red there, far more red than we would want to see. But drawing into that detail, guys, as I say, the rates have only gone up by 0.1-0.2%. They're not excessive increases, and those pretty much all of those rates are still more competitive today than where they were in December, guys. Apologies, someone's had a few too many, I think, in the background. So if you look at the rates, guys, you know, not too bad at all. Some very, very keenly priced 2-year products, some very keenly priced 5-year products. Guys, I hope you could hear me. Apologies that I'm not in the most convenient of locations today. If anybody has any questions, feel free to drop them in the chat. I'll be happy to respond them. You've got my contact details there. Drop me a call, drop me an email, me and the team will be happy to help.
Wayne, that was absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much. I know we're running a bit late and we couldn't hear you, but we could hear you once you sort yourself out, honey. So could everybody mute themselves, because there's some voices come through, because when Rachel starts talking, she'll tell you off, basically. She will literally tell you off. So if you can mute yourself. Wayne, that was fantastic. Thank you so much. I know you're in another networking meeting as well. Rachel, do you want to take it away, my lovely?
Hello, everybody. How are you this evening? I hope you're well. I've just come off the back of 3 days with our clients who are literally buzzing and all messaging each other on our WhatsApp group about the last 3 days where we've been doing live title split deals in the room. It was so exciting. Some of the stuff that's come our clients are doing now is like really, really exciting stuff, mixing it up with SaaS and all that sort of stuff. So I'm here tonight. I'm going to talk for about 35 minutes, if that's all right, Debbie.
Absolutely fantastic.
And perhaps just, you might have a couple of questions to ask me. But I'm actually going to offer everyone a free masterclass who's here tonight, because you know what? It's really hard, isn't it? We do normally charge £97 for the masterclass, but it's really hard, isn't it? Motivating yourself after a day at work or a day in your property business to come on to a Zoom at night and do more work. But I hope that the information I share with you, you'll find useful tonight, because title splitting is the most unknown lucrative strategy in the market. In fact, I'm going to say this, Nimbus Maps came and presented to our clients last night, because we were doing off-market deals and we did some we did a lot of off-market deals the last few days. So they've all gone away with lists of off-market deals. But what was really interesting was Nimbus Maps said that property investors just don't know about this strategy. They're going out there and they're saying that people don't know about it. We know that they don't know about it. We've just spent 3 days in the room with the solicitors. Now, I know we've got a solicitor, Leon, here. I did hear your voice. I might ask you, are you a commercial? I can see you now. Are you a commercial property solicitor or a conveyancing solicitor?
I do both.
Both. Okay. So you might be interested in some of the stuff I have to say as well. Because here's the thing. we're asking solicitors to do things that are really outside the box and really different in terms of title splitting. And actually, we're even CPD accredited, so we're training solicitors. And one of the things we actually really would like to do is it's not solicitors like Lee that are the hard work, it's the bank solicitors that are hard work. And actually, if the mortgage broker's still on, he'll be nodding his head now going, this is really, and you as Lee will probably have the same view, that bank solicitors do not understand stuff like this. So it does make it very, very difficult. So we're training solicitors, we're CPD accredited, so we're training, but we're geared to helping property investors. So let me talk to you. I'm going to share my screen and I'm going to start talking to you about title splitting. So I'm going to talk like you all haven't done it before, but I am aware that there might be people on here who've been involved in title splitting before. So I don't want to make any assumptions really, but I'm just going to talk like you've seen it for the first time and what the opportunity involves, because it is huge for property investors. In fact, in a market where it's harder to get below market value off buy-to-let properties, it's harder, I'm not saying impossible because there's still deals out there to be done, but it's harder to find below market value buy-to-let properties. HMOs are great, but in some HMO areas it's getting saturated, or the bills are hurting people and the mortgage interest rate's going up. All of these things together make our job as property investors more difficult. And I've been doing property since 2005. I'm not going to bore you about me, but I got educated back in 2015 to 17, and it changed my life. And I started title splitting with my partner and business partner, Andy, in 2017. And oh my goodness, it was so hard to do. I really had to work it out with the solicitor and everything. But do you know what? Once we started doing this, we started making a lot of money. So let's talk about what this is all about. So now, for some reason, my slides don't want to work, so I'll do it that way. Okay, so what is title splitting? Well, it's freehold leasehold. So if you've heard of freehold leasehold, you'll know that. And title splitting is a process, and this is our definition. You go on Google, there'll be a different definition. If you go in the dictionary, there'll be a different definition. This has been around for centuries, but let me explain. It's a process in which a property developer acquires a single unit of property and physically separates it into multiple units of property. In all instances, the intention is to title split the property using the legal process in place in the geographical location at the time most profitable to the developer. Now, I'm going to talk about this in England, Wales. I am not talking about it in Scotland. It's a different strategy in Scotland. So we are not talking about Scotland today. We are talking about England and Wales. And let me tell you this, it's so important to know this, right? That it isn't just about the legal process. And a lot of people make the mistake of thinking it is, right? Okay, now, what's the opportunity? Now, these are a few myths I'm just going to bust, right? So one of the myths you may have heard is that you only, and actually it's often said to you by people that you know, like in trusting property, who don't know any better, and they will say, don't bother title splitting the property until you sell it, right? Because, and another thing they will say to you is, people have been doing this for years. They have when they sell. They have when developers do a deal and they sell everything off plan. So title splits like that have been done forever, okay? However, this is not what we're talking about here. We're talking about title splitting, apartments particularly, but it could be land, it could be lots of other things. Land's different depending what you're doing, but it's about doing things during ownership to add capital value to your asset. And it is also about commercial property. So you might have been told that the land registry can stop your title splitting. They make the decision. That is not true. If it is submitted correctly and all the paperwork is correct, and Lee will know this, they're not the police. They're there to select, to check that it is done correctly. They don't make the decision as to whether you can title split a property. That's what it's not what it's about. It's about the correct things being in place. So it isn't a decision the land registry make. It's about having your solicitor know what they're doing to make that final bit. Can I just say, The actual split is the final bit of this transaction, okay? So all you need to title split is a solicitor. I can't tell you the giggle my clients have about this. We've laughed about it the last 3 days, because once you realise the complexity of getting a title split right with the finance, with the tax, in a way that the bank is going to finance it, you realise that actually the solicitor's job is to do a legal process. But if you don't get all those other bits right, the solicitor won't be able to do their job, right? So it isn't just about the solicitor. You can't title split a commercial property. Yes, you can. And there's a great, it's a different way that you make money out of splitting commercial property. But commercial property splits, making smaller units out of big old rusty, drafty, big units can make you money. So there's money that, and actually the process is the same. You know, the process is the same. Now, use of the property is not relevant to the land registry. That's not something that matters. Oops. Elizabeth Brown, I think, needs to go on mute. So you cannot, this is another myth. You can't title split horizontally. You can only split vertically, not horizontally. You can do both, right? We've got one this year. We're converting an old church into two apartments, but actually really they're bungalows. So that's something that we're doing this year. Okay. You have to have a holding company structure. I'm going to say, please don't. It is not right for title split. And that is something that we train our clients on. But your accountant may say you need a holding company structure to save you tax. I'm going to say, when I show you how much money you can make out of title splitting, you won't be worrying about the tax. If you're sensible, you'll be worrying about the money you can make out of doing this, right? You have to register, the title split with the land registry before getting funding. That is also not true. There are mortgage brokers. I'm hoping the mortgage broker on here is not one of them. I'm sure he isn't. I don't know you though. So I'm telling you, there are mortgage brokers who will tell you that you need to get really expensive bridging, right, for at least 12 to 18 months, because you can't do the title split until you've owned it and done it over 18 months, because that's how long it takes the land registry. There's lots of things are said out there that aren't necessarily true, okay? And you can split title on any building if you follow the correct process. You just have to know the process, okay? And obviously go in line with the regulations that are in place in that area, okay? So I'm not going to go any more about that, because that's not the opportunity bit, which is not the bit you're interested in. You are property investors, so you are interested in this bit. This is capital growth growing in the UK from 1992 to 2022. Right. Many of you will already know this, and you may have heard it elsewhere too. This is a blip. We go through a blip every so often. And the last blip was in 2007 to 2009, and house prices dropped, but they dropped by 15%. But look what, and I'm putting my cursor there so you can see where that was. But if you look what happened after that, look how they grew. So I know, and everybody else who has a property portfolio like myself, which many of you have property portfolios, will know that over time, property always grows. So these blips where we have a little, you know, scary bit where I literally, once for my clients, I got a newspaper clipping from 2008 saying how the sky was falling in, and it matched the same newspaper clippings from 2022, when after Liz Truss, where the sky was falling in. And actually the sky didn't fall in. You know, that's not what really happens. And you could literally rinse and repeat the headlines, because that happens every so often. Something happens, something in the economy happens, and that makes house prices drop, but they always go back up. And that's the trend. So the average house price in 1992 was 52,000. The average house price in 2022 was 270,000. You cannot tell me that property is not a good investment, because it continues to grow. Okay. However, what we're going to show you to do is how to get capital growth on top of what you would normally get with your buy, refurbish, and refinance model. I'll come to it later. Okay. So, right, this is a block that we This block's not even done on the land register yet because it's we've not got bank finance on it, but this is quite funny. We bought this one in 2023, January. It's still not registered against our company on the land registry, but we split it on the day we bought it, okay? And it was an apartment block, and it was actually already an apartment block, okay? And if you look closely, you can see that we've actually got three apartments in this block, okay? Now, long and the short of it, I'm not going to go into the details of the block, but what I am going to tell you is that had we not split that block on the day of purchase, its valuation was £359,964, and that was a commercial valuation, or like a sui generis HMO valuation, or you might call it an investment valuation. It was based on the rent and yield of the property. And this had good rents. Okay. So on the day we purchased it, if we'd not split it, it was worth £359,964. That's an exact number because that's what it said on the valuation report. Okay. Now, because we actually title split it on the day of purchase and it was 3 two-bed flats, its actual value on that day was 155 a flat. Now, if you want to do 155 plus 155 plus 155, you will come to 465,000. So we got £105,000 more by title splitting it, 105,000. You're going, where is that? Depends where you invest. This is in Nottingham, right? You're going to go, oh my God, I'm going to Nottingham. I'm going to do these deals, right? So here's the thing. This was in Nottingham and that was the price. So it wasn't in the south of England. It was in Nottingham. This strategy works everywhere in the United Kingdom, no more than an hour away from where you live. I can tell you that now. We've just been in the room with our clients doing off-market deals for the last 3 days, okay? So here's another one. We can do a title split of commercial property on the left-hand side, or mixed-use property, or even more importantly, if we want to put commercial property into a SAS pension, we can only do that if it is title split away from the residential property above. So there's massive opportunities to mix this up with permitted development. So they just made an announcement in the last few days that now there were going to be no limitations on class MA, which means you can convert commercial buildings like this one on the left-hand side into apartments without planning permission. There's loads and loads and loads and loads of opportunity for you to make money out of this strategy. So now, how we are helping clients, this is the guy that I work with, a guy called Adrian. He's at the front of the room on the right-hand picture, and it's just myself at the front of the room at the left-hand picture. Now, this is our clients. We do most of our training in Sheffield, actually. But this is our clients in the room in Sheffield where we are doing. If you find me on Facebook, you'll see that the last few days at titlesplit.com have been posting posts with our clients who are in Sheffield at the moment. Absolutely amazing opportunity where we literally, with the clients in the room, and we're doing live deals in the room. And when I say live deals in the room, we are showing them how to title split them. We are showing how to get the capital uplift. That's the things that we do. Right, now, let's talk about you and your property choices. So you may have started in property recently, or you may have started in property years and years and years ago. We can help the different types of clients. Title splitting is an advanced strategy. It is an advanced strategy, and we would prefer that you have some experience, or you have a comprehensive education, or you have both, because once you start this strategy, you will want to do this all the time because there is so much opportunity for this strategy. Now, we started with single lets, right? Then we might have moved on to HMOs or SA, and we dream about getting into big developments. Some people do. But the brilliant thing about title splitting is we can do this with a block of two, a small block. Oh, by the way, that's another thing the government are going to do. But then we can also do it. We've got other clients who are doing it with blocks of 24, 30, 40, 50. So there's this opportunity, okay? And here's the thing, to do this strategy the creativity has to be outside the box, because this is not stuff that is mainstream. If you do this strategy, there's so much opportunity for it, you're going to cut out your competition. They don't know how to do it. Most property investors in the UK do not know how to flip blocks during ownership. Really, really important. Okay. So why is this perfect for you? You can build cash flow like a big HMO from title splitting. In fact, in Article 4 areas, you can even do HMOs with title splitting. That's a, if you come on our masterclass, you'll see us do a deal like that. That's amazing, right? So you will massively grow your capital by title splitting multi-unit freehold blocks, right? HMOs and houses. You know, there's even investors now who are coming along and starting to create apartments from HMOs, title splitting them and getting better valuations. These are things that you can do. It's perfect for splitting off commercial property and for putting things into your SaaS. And some of the creative stuff we do with SaaS schemes, and a lot of our clients end up having a SaaS. I certainly have a SaaS. There's a SaaS deal in this presentation. So literally, you know, we can split the commercial away from the residential. We can title split commercial. We can add value to commercial. We're looking for freehold, leasehold, buy one property and create multiple incomes. So building a portfolio, one property at a time with a single let is really hard. But I want you to remember, when you buy a title split block opportunity, you might buy a block with four flats in it. The title split will create four single let buy to lets and you'll have the capital uplift of the title split. And I'll show you that in a minute. And the perfect strategy for your long-term income. But here's the thing, not just income, cash flow, right? This strategy is going to give you capital as well. You can have it all. Right, so great news when you're ready to step up to title splits. You'll be stepping up to a cash flow and capital growth strategy. In the East Midlands where I invest, we can have both. On average, we get 20 to 35% higher valuation at refinance with split value. I will show you that in a minute. We can show you the perfect stage to title split and to make the biggest, biggest profit that you can out of your portfolio, okay? This was my property that I showed you earlier, right? And in this property, the rent was $2,700 a month across three flats. It's actually gone up now. This was in back end of 2022. We actually completed the transaction for purchase in January 2023. We're now getting $950 a flat. So I haven't actually, let me just get my calculator out. $950 times three. So that's $2,850 a month times by 12. So it's $34,200 per annum now that we're getting on that. The rents have gone up. The yield in the area is 9%. And actually, the way that this is really important, write this down. If you've got a notepad, take a note on this. This is really important. To commercially value a building, which is how blocks have to be valued, that's where we did a 9%. So it's 100 divided by 9 equals 11.11. Got that on my calculator. That's now showing you how to get that 11.11 multiplier. We take, at the time, we took 32,400, which was the rent, and times it by 11.11, which gave me a valuation of 359,964. Now, next, this is the bricks and mortar valuation, or the comparable with other properties in the area that are selling at the time. And at that time, these flats were valued at 155 each, which is where we get the 465. Now, if you do not title split your block and you own a block already and an estate agent has valued it at the split value, that is not what you can sell it for, because this is the reason the banks value it this way. I'm going back a slide. If it's not split, that's how the bank values it. If it is split, that's how the bank values it. This is really important, okay? Now, so who would prefer the lower valuation of 359,964 to the higher valuation of 465? And I know I can't see you all, but I know you're not going to put your hand up and say you prefer the lower valuation, right? You cannot achieve the split value unless you title split. Not my rules, This is how the banks value them. Okay. So I seem to be having lots of problems switching my slides over. I have no idea why. Doesn't normally happen. Let me explain how this actually works. So we bought this block. Now we had it on an option. And if you don't know what an option is, this is not an options conversation, but we got it on an option and we refurbished it before we bought it. And we did 90,000 on the refurb. Okay. So our total costs all in January last year when we'd bought it, 255 plus 90, right? But we refurbed it before we bought it, right? This is a very clever way of financing a deal. And we show you how to do that. Okay. So then it got valued at 359,964, which was a 4.33% uplift. Now, you're quite correct, wouldn't have got out of bed for that. Why would you? I only added 14,000 to the value. Okay. So why would you get out of bed to do that? It's not enough money. Okay. It's not enough money because I'm going to be leaving loads of money in the deal when I get a 75% or a 70% mortgage on the apartments. Okay. So what we do is then we title split it on top. And when we title split it on top, it got an additional 29.18%. So if I start at the bottom, buy, then in the red, refurbish in the orange. If we finance it as a block, we refinance based on a valuation of 359,964, light green. If we title split it, right, and there's loads of amazing ways you can do this to save money on tax, save money on the title split, save money and actually grow your property portfolio, we actually got another 29% just by title splitting that one block. Now, this number in my area of Nottingham tends to work out between about 29-30. I've got clients doing these deals where it's 60% capital uplift. I've got other clients doing it where it's 25% capital uplift. But what I can tell you, in all instances, you grow your capital. Now, there's so many other benefits to this as well, because it's not just that I grow my capital. What if I was leaving money in the deal and I didn't want to keep, and I wanted to get all my money out? Well, it's really simple. I'll go back to this block. How do you think? Because we've left about 30 grand in this deal, but we're happy to do that because we've got long-term asset portfolio. We're happy to do that. Right now, if you wanted all your money out, how could you do it? It's really, really simple. Let's just take that top floor flat and sell it, right? And if you sell a flat, you will get all of your money out of the deal. So, oh, by the way, you can't sell a HMO room. You can't sell a HMO room. You can't sell part of a single let, but you can sell one of the flats in a title split block. This is how we do it, okay? So would you like the choice of the best valuation? Because here's the beautiful thing as well. If in my area, it actually worked out that my commercial or block valuation was more than the split valuation on day one, I could go for that. But here's the thing, don't get fooled into thinking you shouldn't then title split. Because here's the thing, what I know because of deals we've done in the past is that this block on Thursday got a 29% additional valuation. You've seen it there. That's the actual numbers. If you come on our training, I'll show you the Rick's survey report. 29.18%, right? However, over the next 5 years, I'll probably get another 30% growth. So in 5 years' time, it might be that my total capital since the start of the project, since the day I bought it, is actually 60%. And actually, the blocks that I was splitting in 2017, over the next, because we did have a really healthy growth period. We all know that from 2017, when we were splitting those blocks, to 2022, when Liz Truss turned the tap off for us, right? So in that growth period, our blocks that we originally split grew by 38%. So we got 29% on day one and a further 38% capital growth now. So you're going to go, well, why does that matter if I'm not selling it? It matters because you know what? When I go to get my mortgage, I'm going to get a lower interest rate. I'm not over leveraged. I can take more equity out, but depends on your own strategy, but you've got more equity growth in your portfolio, which means your loan to value in your portfolio is going to come down, which means you are a better lending risk to the banks, which means that you get better interest rates on the bank. So really, ultimately, it's a great way to grow your portfolio in capital, but to also have cash flow as well. So I think you'd answer this as yes, you would want that. Now, how do you grow? Let's call it a property portfolio on speed, this is. Because instead, every time I buy one unit, I do 3 to 4 single lets. Then I buy 2 units, I've now got 4 to 8 6 or 8 single lets. Me and my partner only ever did little blocks. Now, you might be really ambitious and you're going to go do the bigger blocks, okay? We liked the little low-risk pots, right? So we do one, we get 4. We do one, we get another 4. So now we've got 2, we've got 8. Do you understand this? And because the way our cash flow worked is we were getting, from each block, we were getting around 1,930 cash flow to build a cash flow portfolio over 5 years with 10 properties that becomes 40 single lets, because that's what my spreadsheet is showing you. Take a picture of it if you want to, okay? This is how we grow our cash flow. If your goal is lower than that, 2 or 3 blocks may get you out of your job, right? That 2 or 3 blocks is 10 to 12 single lets. And you've got to understand, every time we do one, economies of scale mean we can save costs, we can have the builders on site, they can be going from one flat to another. And as long as you are knowing how to title split this, you are going to make this money out of your blocks. I love it, I love it, I love it. Our clients love it. Now, I want to say, I am going to mention on here the opportunity for commercial title splits and SaaS. Now, this is a property that my partner and I bought last August. It's in Nottinghamshire. Isn't she beautiful? Bet Debbie likes this one because she's very pretty, right? And you're going to go, how am I ever going to own a building like that? And some of you might have loads of buildings like that, but some of you sat here going, how am I ever going to buy a building like that? Well, let me tell you, we own that in our SaaS, right? It is in a residential area, but all across the front is a restaurant, right? It has 7 commercial tenants. So it is actually a CMO, a commercial HMO, right? But what we have the option to do with this building is either keep it as a CMO, or because it's in a very strong residential area, and actually even through some of the trees behind this flats, we could actually, and it's affluent, it's an old hospital, that's where the building, this is one of the buildings from an old hospital, but this could be turned into apartments, right? And although this was 875,000 when we bought it, this could be worth about £3 million as apartments, right? Now, for us, we specifically wanted to commit to cash flow money into our SAS, our pension fund, okay? And you can only own commercial property in our pension fund. But we also have a strategy of not buying anything that cannot be turned into residential and title split, because we know that if anything ever went wrong with the commercial side of this, like happens some retail, we can title split this. It is a very specialist strategy. We're the only people teaching it. There is nobody out there. There's a couple of people who've done a couple of deals and that's it. Because we are showing the market how to do this strategy, okay? We're being approached by banks to help them understand this strategy, because the banks are only just really catching on. Some of them, the challenger banks, are starting to catch on to this opportunity and the opportunity for them, right? So we only train on this strategy advanced investors. But what I am going to say is we do have full access beginner training for people who've never done it before, and they can quickly graduate onto this training if they've done the beginner training. So if you are sat there as a beginner and you're thinking, oh my God, this strategy sounds amazing, I want to do it, but you need to learn some of the other things like how to do options, or you need to learn things like how to get the money to do deals, how to do a £1 deal, how to get as much money as you need to do property. We do have beginner training available to people who need that before they go on to this advanced training. But in terms of the advanced training, we're the only people that are doing it, right? So I still don't understand why other people are not doing it, because I don't think they understand the size of the prize. The size of the prize is 25 to 35% capital uplift on every single deal by title splitting it, okay? So that's what I'm talking about there with the beginners. So that's our member center for beginners, where we've got 46 modules of training to help beginners get started in property. And the price is like ridiculous compared to everybody else that's out there. Really, really low. But ultimately, that's something that we can talk to you about personally if you decide to come and talk to us, okay? Right. So we have a free introductory masterclass. You need to scan the code now, because you can only sign up to the free one tonight, right? There's loads of dates to choose from, but you can only pick up the free one tonight. So scan the code. When you go in, you'll see different dates. And now I'm open to questions. Let me stop sharing my screen.
Has everybody got the scan?
Let me share again. I get a bit excited sometimes. Let me put it back on.
Put it back on.
I'll just talk to you whilst the code's on the screen, so you can still get the screen.
So Rachel, that's absolutely mind blowing. That, and it is a really good strategy. I've done it years ago with land and property, where you've done a flip title split, but not knowing anything like what you can do, like with the bigger stuff and all that sort of thing.
It's crazy, honestly. Yeah. The stuff we've been doing in the room in the last few days is mind-blowing. Mind-blowing to our clients, and they've all been through our training. They're part of our advanced training program. And we've literally been taking deals, like we did one. I'm not going to say where the deals are. I wouldn't do that, but it's a one deal. We've just had an offer accepted. It was 1.1 million. This one's quite a big one. It was shops downstairs. It was seven flats that had already been renovated upstairs. They were going to get all the money out of the deal and end up with seven flats and no money left in the deal. That's all I'm going to say. And we showed them how to title split. We showed them how to save tax on the title split. We showed them exactly what stage to title split it. We gave them access, because the other thing we do is we're training solicitors. So we're giving people, we want more solicitors to come on this training. We're training brokers, because mortgage brokers, it's about understanding how it all fits together. Do you know what I mean? So really, for us, it's as much about having the power teams that can understand it as it is about having the clients that understand it. And we call it Property Investor Island. It's the property investor needs to learn this so that they can manage what they're getting from the power team. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally makes sense.
Please join the masterclass, but you've got to sign up tonight, because we just put the offer up tonight. For you to get it free. You can come back another time, but we'll charge you. We do an offer on it for £37, but its normal price is £97. You can get it tonight free on Debbie's Debbie Does Property.
Has anybody got any questions? I know it's probably went a bit sort of it's like a different strategy. It's making you think outside the box a bit, and you're probably all big one. They're like, oh my god. So has anybody got any questions at all?
Yeah, I've got a question, if that's all right, Debbie.
Yes, great.
Hello, Henry.
Hello, Rachel. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, Henry.
Good. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. That's definitely opened my eyes into the title splitting world, something that I wasn't very familiar with. I've signed up to the event next Tuesday, so looking forward to that.
Yeah.
My question is, are listed buildings protected by title splitting?
So... do you mean, can we title split a listed building?
Yes.
Yes, you can. Right. Okay. So the answer to your question would be, if it was already flats, for example, the stuff within the listing would have to be, the heritage officer would obviously get involved with that, because the title split is going to be done on a listed building. But as long as you stick within the rules of the listing on that building, right, then you can title split a building, right? The two things are not relevant to each other. If it makes sense to you, there are lots of old buildings that might have flats in them or apartments in them already. So you'd have to have the normal listings to do, the normal permissions to do the refurbishment as you would with any listed building. But as long as you're sticking to those, at the end of it, can you title split it? Absolutely.
Nice one. Thank you for that.
Henry, you're seeing that as well. So there's a, so just thinking here, there's a deal in Sunderland where it's a listed building, but it was only listed, I think, I've got to speak a little about this, I think it was something like 1980, 1990, something like that. Conservation area. Now, got turned, it was a commercial, got turned into three flats, I think, but they're all on one freehold, but it has had the permission to turn into the flats. So it's had that permission. The flats need a bit updating, so you could probably add value. Is that something?
So what I, what we're going to do with that is that sort of building is a really good example of where you're asking this question. It's perfect for a title split. It's perfect for title splitting because you're not having to go for planning. It's already existing. You're going to have to be really creative with how you do this deal because that's how we... Thing is, the reason that developers or property investors don't do it, right, is... And I'm gonna say this. The reason that property investors don't do it is when they go to try to do it, they realize how complicated it is and they give up. And then they get a commercial mortgage and leave and don't title split it and leave like all that money in the deal, that 35% on the table, which is nuts in this day and age where you need as much, you need to have access to as much equity as possible to lower your mortgage LTV, right? So even it's really weird because when we started doing this, we didn't have these high interest rates. So we never talked to it about you, even as a strategy to lower your LTVs. But now we really do talk about strategy of lowering your LTVs through title splitting. Now, what I'm going to say to you is that a building like that is perfect. You don't need to go for planning. If you're going to upgrade it, upgrade, refurb is definitely necessary. So I'm going to say you're going to use your normal buy, refurbish, refinance, and on top of that, the split adds the value. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So instead of getting your normal, like it might be a 10% uplift in value or 15 or 20% uplift in value by not splitting it, you're now going to get an additional 30 to 35% on top of that. And this isn't my rules, it's the banks, it's how they do things. So this is how it works. I can get a comparable or a commercial mortgage. I can get both. I have the choice. So yes, perfect building for it, Debbie.
Right. Okay then. That's great. We can get lots of these in the northeast, can't we? There is people obviously investing in different areas on the Zoom. So I think the thing is you can do it anywhere, really, can't you?
Depends. Right. So we've got literally today we analysed a deal in London with one of our clients. We analysed a deal in the Midlands with one of our clients, right? We analysed a deal in the Northwest with another one of our clients. So this property strategy, it works everywhere. We've got clients doing it on the South Coast, right? I can't believe it works. What's harder to work in London is the cash flow, because you know that because of yield is much lower. But I can tell you now, if you're flipping in London, this is the strategy to follow. In fact, it's the only one that would work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Grace, we can use it for flipping as well.
Yeah.
Right. Lee's asked a question. Lee, you just ask it if you want. It's
not a question as such. It's just with title splitting, you can obviously title split freehold properties. You can create leases when you're doing the kind of the block that Rachel was looking at there. And obviously you're then creating leases. There are legal kind of hurdles to jump through when you're doing it. So if you're buying, you know, Joe Bloggs is buying a block and you're going to split it into the three flats or whatever, at law you can't grant the leases to yourself. So you have to consider the best way to do it is when you're buying it, make the sellers do it. So they're granting you the leases at that point, because it does make things more complicated once you've acquired the property. Then you go to do it, because then you've got the consideration of, well, I've got to grant the lease to somebody else. Do you have somebody that you can grant it to that you trust that can either, you know, transfer that immediately back? Or are you going to be setting up a kind of management company or a company to own the freehold whilst you grant leases out of it to do whatever you're doing, selling it, whatever?
Yeah.
So there are other considerations to kind of have when you're doing this sort of things. And I'm happy to, again, run through things with people because it is a good strategy and it does work. But there are small hurdles that you need to know about when you're kind of like doing it and at what point you want to do it.
And Lee, I'd go further than that. I'd say it's really complicated, this strategy. And that's why people give up. And actually, here's the thing. We do things really creatively within the law. Like I said, we train solicitors because most solicitors, here's the thing, most solicitors don't get asked to do this. You're just not asked to do it because most people don't know how to do it. Now, you can split at lots of different stages. You can split when you buy, you can split when you own it, and you can split when you sell it. If you split when you sell it and you're planning to get hold to rent, you will lose a lot of money because you haven't got the equity out of the deal in the early stages like you would with a normal deal. Now, this is why we exist, because I mean, you probably think this is crazy, Lee, but our solicitors ring me and discuss the title splits because they're complicated and they're really outside the box. And you know, sometimes we're splitting five different things, five different ways. So we have to, he's absolutely right. You do have to do things in a certain order, in a certain way. And what we do is pull it all together with the finance and all the legal side of it and all the tax side of it. Matching what the land registry needs to say. And we're doing this and we've got clients making money. And we had a client in the room this week who has done them in North Yorkshire and the money she's made out of it by flipping them and doing it in the right way. And actually, if she'd done it the traditional way that developers do it, she'd have lost all her money in the deal because the prices dropped, because she didn't, because she did it how we showed her to do it, if that makes sense. So it has to be really creative and it's complicated. You can't do this on your own. Well, you can try and work it out on your own, but you'll need a good solicitor. You'll need a good team around you to do it.
So any strategies, well, I mean, this is an amazing strategy, but it's about your power teams and anything that you do, you can lose money, it can slow you down, you can lose a deal. And this is why people go, well, why do I have to pay for that education? Why do I have to pay for this, that, and the other? But at the end of the day, we've took years to build up the perfect power team. And I know working with solicitors, for my sourcing clients, I will only work with my solicitors because they will get shit done. They will go the extra mile where the other ones are just not getting back to you. They won't communicate with you. Got loads to work on. So it's about building your power team. I work with somebody who's got that power team. It makes all the difference from having one property to having 10. It's just getting the deals over the line as well and people knowing what they're doing. As you say, it's knowledge, isn't it? So yeah.
I mean, one of the things for us, and this is honestly the truth, we've interviewed a lot of solicitors to be in our power team. We've currently got two. We're always looking for other good solicitors that are willing to learn some of these really creative ways of doing things. And we now, because right at the beginning, we worked with a solicitor's practice who said they can do it. And I tested them with my ideals and they didn't know how to do it. We had some real issues. And obviously, we don't work with them anymore. But what I would say is the ones that have had the training and then come in the room and work with our clients in the room, they do understand how to do this. It's not just the solicitor, right? It's all the power team, right? It's, I don't know, capital gains tax specialists, it's VAT specialists, it's SDLT specialists. So we've got different people that we can bring into the frame to help our clients. And I'm just going to give you an example. One of our clients joined our program in January. He'd got a block with five commercial and four flats above, and he was going for planning for another three flats above. He came in the day, one day late to the training, and he had to watch some of it online. So I never actually found out what he did for a living. So he booked a deal checker call with me, because that's what our clients get to do. They get to go on a deal checker call and we go through the deal. We went through his deal and I said, this is how you need to do the title split. And it was very complicated because he had a SAS involved and everything. So he wanted to get the commercial into his SAS. And literally on this call, I literally showed him how to do the title split. This bit's going that way, this bit's going that way. On his current block that he had, and then this bit's going into the SAS. And literally at the end of that, and I said, by doing it this way, you're going to save 56,000 in tax. And he literally nearly fell off his chair, right? And then he said, can't believe it. You've just blown my mind. I'm a chartered accountant.
Wow.
And I was laughing because normally when the clients come, we do the little thing on the first day and find out what everybody does. And because he'd missed that first day, I didn't know that. I didn't know he was a chartered accountant. I just gave him tax advice. And he was literally that blown away. But it's about, it's such a specialist strategy. There's so many moving parts that if you think the solicitor's the only person you need, you're going to get stuck because it's more than that, right? Yeah. There's so many moving parts that if we don't get it right, we're going to leave a lot of money on the table. And that's what it's about. It's about the property investor making money and getting the money out of the deal.
So Rachel, you'd mentioned, because I know some people have got, like, obviously not the big commercial stuff, but there will be people in here who's got HMO. So you said you can do title splitting on HMO. What does that sort of look like?
So there's a couple of things. You might have old HMOs that you're thinking of refurbing, and I would say there's a really great opportunity to turn them into apartments and then still rent them as HMO or flip it out. But one of the things I will say, and I talk about it on the masterclass, I do talk about this on the masterclass, one of the things we first did when we first started doing title splits in Nottingham's a rip. I'm hoping we've not got any counsellors on the phone. I'm a guest writer in YPM magazine, and they were like, can you write them all this? And I'm like, no, I'm not telling them. And I said, because I don't know who's reading your magazine, and it could be counsellors, and they're getting to know what we're thinking. Yeah. But in Nottingham, I buy unsplit blocks, right? I turn them into two-bed flats, and then I can rent the two-bed flats as two-bed. How many licences do you need for a two-bed flat in an Article 4 area as a HMO?
In a flat, none, do you?
None! That's the right answer, right? So I need a two-bed flat, a two-bed flat, a two-bed flat, and a two-bed flat. How many rooms is that in your building? Eight. Each one's a little minimo. Article 4, love it. Wow. So that's a really good way to do it. But also what that does as well, if you've title split as well, you then have access to, if your commercial valuations and your rent and yield value is not as high enough, you can go down the route of getting buy-to-let finance. And if your buy-to-let finance isn't working, you can go down the route of getting your commercial. So you can do either. I love it. It's amazing.
Fantastic. So let's say I had a commercial building, just as a little example, and I was going to get planning for 20 bedroom HMOs, but then again, there would only be one bedroom, and I had a commercial downstairs.
So you could turn it into I would literally say, it's a great way to, because now here in the past, you wouldn't have done individual flats, right? Mm-hmm. So if you said did, say, so I'm, and actually, can I just say, on commercial buildings, a lot of these commercial buildings, you can now do them under permitted development, class MA, right? But it's a whole different ball game. Let's just talk about it as though. So if I was turning that into two-bed flats, right? If I was turning that into two-bed flats, in the past, when I did a HMO from scratch, building control didn't say I had to put soundproofing between the rooms, but they do now, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
That's changed in the last year or so, where building control are now coming in and making you put soundproofing between every room in a HMO. But having said that, now in flats, you're going to put soundproofing between the floors. And if there's a corridor into the hallway where it's other people are passing by, you'd put soundproofing there, but you don't have to put it through every room because mm-hmm. it's not HMO. So actually now the old arguments for not doing the extra work, I think they're going away, because long term, if you can get that 30% capital uplift on day one, and then the 30% over the next 5 years, and the 30%, what is that going to grow? I am telling you now, HMO valuations on sui generis, high end day one, you get a brilliant valuation. Yeah. 7 years from now, you're calling it a down value. It's not a down value. Not a down value. That's what happens. You start off with the best valuation, and the valuation doesn't go up as fast as capital growth. Does that make sense? And I know that because my initial blocks, talk about it on the masterclass, my initial blocks, if they were block valuations, would have actually gone backwards, not forwards, in the 5 years between 2017 and 2022.
No,
right. So it's time and experience that says we've proven the strategy works. Investors are now starting to make loads of money. Our clients are making money. We love it because it's not saturated either. Everybody else is not fighting for the same product.
Because
everybody's out there looking for SA you can do SA. You can do the flats, title split them and do them as SA. That's not a problem. And you write your own leases so you can put in your leases that you can do them as I say. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you own the freehold, so you can do your own, yeah. Do your own lease. Fantastic. Right. Any more questions for Rachel? Obviously, I know you're going to do the QR code. Mind blowing. Absolutely mind blowing. So she's offering us a free sort of on the masterclass. And then we can go from there. But that was absolutely fantastic. Thank you so, so much.
Thank
you. Hope you enjoyed it. It's it always goes really, really quickly. I've put my link in there if anybody wants to Zoom, if they've got any challenges or anything like that. You can stick we can book in for a free Zoom. And I think we've got the London meet on the 27th, which we're actually doing. Rachel's going to do a live London meet this year as well, but she had to have a foot operation, I think, so she couldn't do as early as we wanted her. But she will be doing the London meet. We've got multiple commercial occupancy, Rachel, on our, but they're not doing title splitting or anything. It's just commercial.
Yeah.
So that's on the 27th in London and Holborn. Yeah.
It's a great strategy. That's what we've got on that building. We've got, and that's cash flowing about 70 grand a year, that building. I love it.
That's
tax free. Yay!
We've got SAS pension as well. So we're buying stuff in the SAS, but it's all good. We need to get going with everybody else. So well done, everybody. So it's good night from him. Lee's good night from her. It's good night from her. Good night, everyone, and hope you had a good one. Speak soon.
Thanks,
bye. Bye-bye.